Thank you very much. I will be presenting this study on behalf of my co-authors. I would like to begin by acknowledging and thanking people living with HIV in the Asia-Pacific region who have generously contributed their data to this study. I would also like to thank the conference organizers for giving us the opportunity to present our study here. I'd also like to thank the Treat Asia organization for their support, and also to everyone at the Biostatistics and Database Program of the Kirby Institute for their tremendous support. So mortality due to HIV-related causes still remains at high numbers. This is a map by WHO, which shows the estimated number of people dying from HIV-related causes in 2016. You can see that the estimated total number is at 1 million, and approximately 75% have been contributed by the African region, and it is followed on by the Southeast Asian region. Now, the WHO has updated these numbers, and as of 2018, the total estimated number has decreased to 770,000, which is great, but it's still at a high number. So from 2016 onwards, there's been changes in the treatment guidelines, and one important guideline change was the Treat All guidelines, which universally recommended all people living with HIV to initiate antiretroviral therapy regardless of their CD4 counts. Despite this, though, we're still seeing some patients coming into treatment with very advanced stages of the disease. And when digging in a little bit deeper, we found this to be primarily seen in resource-limited settings. So studies done in Kenya, Uganda, Zimbabwe, Malawi have shown that 20 to 25% initiated with CD4 counts less than 100, and 12% died 1 year after initiating treatment. Now, meta-analyses have also shown that while the African region has the highest early mortality rates, the Asian region has the second highest early mortality rates. And they also concluded that in comparison to the African region, the Asian region does not have detailed information on this population. So with this, we went on to determine the proportion of adults living with HIV who initiated ART late from 2003 to 2018, and also to investigate risk factors associated with early mortality in people living with HIV starting ART at low CD4 counts. For this, we used the Treat Asia HIV Observational Database, also known as TAHOD. Now, TAHOD is an observational cohort consisting of data from over 9,600 people living with HIV from 21 participating sites across 12 countries from the Asia-Pacific region. So in our analysis, we included TAHOD patients who initiated ART between 2003 and 2018. We defined late ART initiators as people living with HIV who started ART with CD4 counts less than 100 cells per microliter. Early mortality was defined as mortality occurring in the first year of ART. We further used the cause of death forms by the DAD group to categorize our causes of death into immune reconstitution, inflammatory syndrome, or IRIS-related, non-AIDS, or unknown. So to assess the factors associated with early mortality, we use Fine and Grace competing risk regression with those lost to follow-up as a competing risk. Now, lost to follow-up was defined as patients not seen in clinic for 12 months without evidence of transfer. So analysis time was 12 months, and if there were any patients who were in follow-up later, they were censored at 12 months, and during this period, if there were patients who died or were lost to follow-up or who transferred out, then their follow-up ended at the date of death, the day transferred out, or the day they were lost to follow-up. So we had a total of 1,813 patients who initiated AIT with CD4 counts less than 100 cells per microliter. Of them, 73 died within 12 months. The median age in the total population and among those who died was in the mid-30s. Majority were male, and heterosexual exposure was the primary mode of exposure. The median CD4 counts was under 50 cells per microliter in both the total population and among those who died. The median viral load was higher among those who died, and most were from the lower middle and upper middle income countries. Some other covariates we included in our analysis was hepatitis co-infection, BMI, hemoglobin, ALT elevations, creatinine, tuberculosis, pneumocystis, pneumonia, other AIDS illnesses, receipt of prophylaxis, AIT adherence, and number of treatment interruptions. So when looking at the number of patients who initiated late in their year groups, we found majority to have initiated in the year groups between 2008 to 2012. When looking at the causes of death, we found majority to be AIDS related, and approximately even proportion of high-risk non-AIDS and unknown causes of death. Our overall one-year mortality rate was 4.27 per 100 person years. So this is a Kaplan-Meier plot showing the probability of survival during follow-up by CD4 groups at AIT initiation. Overall, what this plot is showing is that those with higher CD4 counts at AIT initiation had a higher probability of survival in the first year. This is a forest plot showing the factors associated with early mortality, and these are our significant results. So we can see that with the risk that the risk for overall mortality decreases with increasing current time updated CD4 counts. So if we go into this a little bit deeper, compared to those who had current CD4 counts greater than 25, less than 25 cells per microliter, those who had current CD4 counts in the range of 26 to 50 had a 0.71 hazard for early mortality. Now, just for this variable, I'll speak of this in hazard reduction, so that 0.71 is a 29% hazard reduction for early mortality. Then those who had CD4 counts in the range of 51 to 100 had a 72% hazard reduction for early mortality. Those who had CD4 counts greater than 100 cells per microliter had an 88% hazard reduction for early mortality. And a significant finding here is that in this population who is initiating treatment late, those who had current CD4 counts greater than 50 cells per microliter is doing significantly improved survival rates in the first year. So when looking at the BMI, compared to those who had BMI in the range of 18.5 to 24.9, those who had lower BMI had almost three times the hazard for early mortality. Those who had BMI greater than 25 had a reduced hazard for early mortality. We're looking at HIV co-infection. Compared to those who were negative for HIV co-infection, those who were positive had over 2.5 times the hazard for early mortality. Compared to those who had ALT elevations less than 5 times its upper limit of normal, those who had ALT elevations greater than 5 times its upper limit of normal had over 6 times the hazard for early mortality. Compared to those who were not anemic, those who were anemic had over twice the hazard for early mortality. And finally, compared to those who were always greater than or equal to 95% adherent to their treatment, those who were ever less than 95% adherent to their treatment had over 3 times the hazard for early mortality. Now, it should be noted here that not reported and not tested categories were included in the multivariate analysis. However, they were just chosen not to be graphically represented on this forest plot. So, in summary, a 1-year mortality rate of 4.27 per 100% years is comparable to the 1-year mortality rate of less than 5 per 100% years found from clinical trials done in Uganda and Zimbabwe. Our main cause of death in the first year of ART was AIDS-related. And again, our results highlight that among these patients who are initiating late, those with current CD4 counts above 50 cells per microliter in the first year of treatment have significantly improved survival rates. We did have a few limitations in our study. One is that Tahoe does not link to death registries. What this means is that our mortality rate may be underrepresented among those due to unrepresented death among those who are lost to follow-up. However, we do have a study coming up where we will be looking into these death registries, and we hope to have a more accurate mortality rate from this. Another is that patient selection process in Tahoe is not random. Therefore, the care and the treatment that they receive may be less representative of what it is in the broader clinical population. And finally, in conclusion, we know that majority of early mortality among those who initiated treatment with CD4 counts less than 100 in the Asia-Pacific region are AIDS-related. With CD4 counts above 50 cells per microliter showing significant improved survival rates in the first year, greater effort should be applied to initiating treatment immediately after HIV diagnosis. Of them, focus should be put into improving their ART adherence and also to carefully monitor their BMI, HIV co-infection, liver function, and their anemic status. I'd like to further thank the Tahoe study members, the steering committee, and all patients for their support, and to all of you for your kind attention.